Hello world, hello family. Today is the first day of our 21 days of what to do to detoxify our mind. First of all, until you discover, you will not recover. Until you value your mind to know what sits at the vehicle of your mind, there will be no need for detoxification. Those that do mind detoxification or body detoxification are those that have discovered there is a problem. So they begin to look for a solution. Until you discover, you cannot recover. Now, have you struggled to believe that God does not love you? You know that God is a giver, but you struggle to receive His love. You know that God cares, but you struggle to receive His care for yourself. If you are in that situation, you know that your family loves you, but you struggle to receive that love. You know that the life that you're living is changing every moment of the day as a result of what you feed your mind. A wide variety of emotional, behavioral, and physical changes helps to create a more healthier mental you. It helps you focus and have a better mind. A wide variety of emotional, behavioral, and physical changes has crucial impact in helping you become a better you. The reason for this detoxification of our mind is to help you become a better you, to help you focus on what is real. For those things that are not seen are eternal, but the things that you see are temporal. So this detoxification program is to help you see the unseen, to step out of the seen and to move into the unseen, because the unseen is temporal. The unseen is eternal, but the seen is temporal. And the only way you can go and tap into the unseen is faith. When your faith is wrapped up with expectation. The word of God declares that without faith, in Hebrews 11:6, it is impossible to please God. So this detoxification mind program helps to increase circulation to your brain and improve your mood and reduce stress. And the only way this class can benefit you is that if you have discovered that you have a toxic mind. There are a lot of people that need a holistic approach to cleanse their mind. And one way is to go through the Word of God, because the Word of God is the holistic approach. The beginning of holistic started from the Word of God. When everywhere was dark and void, God said, "Let there be, and there become." Are you having a nasty, panicky thoughts? Are you full of sorrow whenever you think of your family member who died? You feel such heavy sorrow in your heart that can't go away no matter what you do. It's dangerous to dwell in a loss like that. How can I deal with this fear? how can I deal with this fear? Is for you to refrain your mind in the area of your fear by confronting whatsoever that puts you in that position of fear. And one of the ways is to journal. Write a letter to that thing that makes you to be afraid, that brings fear into you. Write a letter. Sit down, take time, and write them down. Remember, God said in Habakkuk, write the vision down. There is such significance when you write something down. When you write something down, it helps you to see the reality of what you think is a big mountain. And at the end, you see it's nothing. So you refrain your mind in the area of your fear by using God's word. Promise to change it and testify it to others. Have you ever felt a victim of your biology? Maybe you're a man, but you think that you better become a woman. Or you come from Africa and you say, why am I from Africa? Why am I not from India? You feel a victim of your biology. Learn about who you are in Christ. Who are you? And whose are you? One of the greatest ways to deal with schizophrenia is to stop those lifelong doses of medication. Mind detox. If you generally do it daily, will make you feel you have woken up from a deep, deep slumber. Mind detox. When you start the mind detox, you will see healthy new branches growing with healthy replacement thoughts. If you start it with a positive attitude, if you start it with intention to change something that you know you're tired of, you will experience a healthy new branches growing with healthy replacement thoughts. When you struggle with seeing fruits of the Holy Spirit, or you struggle with walking in the fruits of the Holy Spirit, the reason is because the mind has believed in a lie. And that lie digs into your heart that God doesn't want to help you or bless you, or that you cannot be better. And that is one of the deception the devil uses to deceive the children of God. But when you apply Romans 12 from 1 to 3, by renewing your mind and by bringing down those thoughts into captivity, by using Galatians 5 from verse 1 to 21 to bring down Galatians 5 verse 18, you begin to see that your mind will begin to be strengthened and renewed. You begin to see life in a new perspective. The reason for our Detox Mind program is designed to cleanse, rejuvenate your mind. And the result can be life-changing. It's very powerful for prevention and self-healing. And our first step is to confess our sin. In 1 John 4:10. Trust in the Lord, and you lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways you acknowledge God. So you confess your sin. In any area, there is a porter, for a serpent cannot bite. A curse that is costless, the serpent cannot bite. You write a letter to the person or situation, you don't have to send that letter, but you write it. By writing it, you're facing the fear. It empowers you to face the fear. It helps you to get out of your feeling. So how do you write it? Buy a journal, beautiful journal that you behold every day. You love it. You love to touch it. You love to use it to write. Write all your emotions. Write all your regrets. Write all your worries. Don't try to pretend that they don't exist. Read them after you have written them and use God's power to replace by understanding who you are and whose you are. It will marvel you what you will begin to visualize about yourself and the potentials that is in you. You need to realize that everything that happens to you, that has happened to you before, counts. So be careful what you allow in your mind, because it has an impact for your future. Your past does not decide your future, but your decision today, the choices that you've chosen to make today, has a significant effect on your soul. So take every day decision, every minute decision, every moment decision seriously. Like I said before, you must find out what area you are afraid of. What is it that the devil has used to lie to you or to deceive you? You have to replace them with the promise of God. That's how you examine where there is toxicity laying down. Ask God to give you wisdom. You need to design which of all these things are toxic to you. Remember Philippians 4, from verse 6 to the end. Think about those things that are pure, beautiful, holy, blameless. As hard as that might be, continue to practice it. Continuous practice of those things. I know sometimes the world that we live in today are full of vices. People are out there to make you and unmake you. But in the midst of all of that, think about things that are pure. Because love always triumphs hate. Speak kindly to yourself. There is power in the word of your mouth. Analyze what you say concerning your life, your children, your environment, your circumstance. And if they are not positive, change them. Say, I can do all things through Christ Jesus Christ that strengthened me. Say to yourself, all things work for good to me because I love God. Say to yourself that the rod of the wicked will not rest upon you. Why? Lest you put your hand on iniquity. They might fly past you, but they will not rest. There is a time and a season for everything that the Lord has created. And if God said that they will not rest upon you, be assured that even though they might pass over your head, but they will not build a nest. I speak authoritatively in the atmosphere, and I command that everyone that will receive this teaching, that will tune into our blog to listen to this teaching, either on BOJCPC Church, Angel, or Peggy Holistic, or JC Foundation, their lives will never be the same. I'm asking that the Holy Spirit of God, my prince and our friend, will use this engrafted word of God that is able to save their soul, to transform every totality of their being. I curse the spirit of devourer. I break the spell of the warlocks. I contend with the elementary powers of darkness. I rebuke every geographical assignment to block the frustration and the frustration of God's elects everywhere in the whole world. I command Satan to fall continually as he has fallen, and all his agents to be stripped of everything they have possessed as a garment to clothe themselves to begin to attack the people of God. I release the thunder of the Holy Spirit. I release the thunder of the Holy Spirit, and I command anyone that will receive this teaching, that will listen to this teaching, that will be hungry for their hearts and their mind to be cleansed from every toxic buildup, that the Holy Spirit, my friend, my enabler, my advantage, the source of my life, the source of all things, the God who was and is to come, I bless you, I exalt you, even at this hour of being in your presence. For there is no better place I desire to be, but to be in the sanctuary of the Most High God, reading and studying and being able to share to others what you, the Ancient of Days, has given to me to share to the world. Let your spirit go before this teaching. Holy Spirit, go before this teaching. Make every crooked heart that we play this in their car, that we play this in their home, or play this on MP3, that we play it on their CD, that we play it on their DVD, that their power will be refreshed and transformed to be the vessel of the Most High God. I break the chain of wickedness. I break the chain of soothsayers. I command every satanic manipulators over the sanctuary of BOJCPC Church to be nullified by the blood of Jesus Christ. To be nullified, every chain of wickedness, every chain of wickedness, every chain of wickedness, every chain of wickedness. Yes, I command every chain of wickedness to be roasted by fire, by fire, to be roasted by fire, by fire, to be roasted by fire, by fire. Let the armies of the heavenlies, let the armies of the heavenlies, let the armies of the heavenlies, let the armies of the heavenlies take water to the camp of the enemy. Destroy the coven of witches. Destroy the coven of merchants. Destroy the coven of witches. Destroy the coven of witches. Break their altar asunder. Break their altar asunder. Break their power asunder. Break their rank asunder. Yes, Emily Bradenstone Ayutika, you and Rosa Foster and Christiana Isada, with all of you that have joined forces together to tamper with the glory, grace of God upon this sanctuary, you shall be struck dead. Whatsoever you have projected in the atmosphere against my life, against Daniel Omejeje's life, you and all of you shall be carried to hospital and be buried in your wickedness. Rakakaka pakataka bikete ebreke sibri kaka suri bikusu marande bre ekesekele bre okoto alibri ikutu ulibri ikasa mara abba akata elikete elikatu brebe ikaprakata elibri imusu. Anywhere that evil is spelled out in the atmosphere, in any geographical power, every geographical power that has been assigned, that has been invoked in the atmosphere to release missiles against our life, let the fire and the wind of the Holy Ghost reverse every missiles enchanted hissed against our life to be reversed and sent back to sender, and sent back to sender, and sent back to sender, and sent back to sender. Ruka papasa ebreke ikapaka elib. Brukusu alabra akataka ebreke ebeba alibri ikepeke ebruko okoto olubru ukusalu alubri imasa asari imese asuklu bebuso asa alabasa eshekle bebeke akapa ikipi ebruko okopo alubru ukasu asiri makasa asente ebende ebeka amaaka ikikipakutu elibre akasa asuri mikusu esibri kikisa. Holy Spirit, have your way. Bread of life, rakakakaka, keke kakapakutu, kali ibra akata, etebre makansa, esibri mikisulu, obromo okoproto, abrama kandekipi, elebra akasantusu, esiri mkusuru mamusu, asibri keke sekelebebesa, asiri bibi sekelebeboso, ashiki miko okonto, alaba ma ankankanke, ekikaka ankukuki keliaba, alabra akasa, holy
thunder, smite the arrows of the wicked ones, confuse them in their coven, scatter them in their altar, break their ranks asunder, break their coven asunder, send fire and brimstone to fall upon their coven. Let them be destroyed and be scattered, not to gather themselves anymore. Send confusion and brimstone upon the camp of the enemy. Destroy their altar. Rakazabas sakata emili, you and your ancestral spirit that is following you from your generation are terminated from this day henceforth. Whatsoever power you have brought from your village where you traveled in decent time has come back to haunt you. Emili rakasakapa libre ekepekete alubru ukusuka asiri mikisa asa nukunduko eba alaba aka akaka ekekeke ekele eba akuto ilibru ukukopuko aluku ukusirima asa alaba akata. Holy fire, holy fire, arrest every accuser of my destiny, every accusation from the pit of witches, every accusation from the marine warlock, every accusation from the marine warlock. Let the missiles of heaven smite them, smite them, smite them, cut them asunder, smite them, smite them, cut them asunder, smite them, smite them. Kaka paka elebre eke peke alabru ukusu asuri makasa ashanka inkende ebre me eke pa aluku ukupoko antubri ikesa asuri mekeseke elibru ukutaka amale ebe ekeke kalubuku ukuta asara mamasa esebre mekese harubu kikipikite elibru ukotokoto alubru ukusukulumusu asimikende ambamba ama akapa ekeke eke paku elebra aka ukutu elebo okomakuso asiri mikisore memesa elukrupo ko kakakapa kanto uku ki kaka ki kaka.